producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Thursday, 19th of June. Welcome to the program we call What's on Your Mind. Golden Girls will be here in a little bit. From the left and the right, Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum on the news of the day. We're going to talk with Dakota Wood at the bottom of the hour, senior research fellow at the Heritage Foundation, on the situation in Iraq. Ag Commission candidate Democrat Ryan Taylor has an idea for landowners to have a Bill of Rights. We're going to talk about that today on the program. Al Jager will be here to respond to Democratic criticism that low voter turnout was a result of the voter ID law changes in the last legislative session for this election. So lots to cover. A couple things on my mind. First of all, before we get into some topics in the news on what's on your mind here today, want to always remind you that your comments on any and all issues are always welcome at 855-200-1776. We'd love it if you'd put that telephone number, just jot it down with a pen, and when you get a chance, put it in your favorite so you can join us anytime. 855-200-1776. When you call, you can press 1 to leave a message and 2 to chat with us live on the air on our programs as well. There was a Bakken summit happening in Williston today in about 3 hours. It starts at 11, goes from 11 till 4 o'clock, and that is just packed with some incredible resources and speakers, especially on the, I've been a part of a number of these previously, and they've been in other cities. In other words, where they're down in Minneapolis, for instance, telling people about opportunities that are happening in the Bakken, and or Chicago or New York or Denver. This is the first that I know of its kind actually in the Bakken, and it is for folks in the Bakken, especially that have newfound resources, thanks to the boom. And so they have some great experts in the area of wealth management, family planning, estate planning. The one I hear the most feedback about is the 1031 strategies to help you really defer some capital gains and lessen the tax bite. Also, if you're just trying to get your handle on what kind of opportunities are out here in real estate, what business opportunities are out there, the latest on the oil and gas, trends and opportunities. They also have some great experts there. That'll go today, 11 a.m. till 5 p.m. And it is the Williston Area Recreation Center, which is at 822 18th Street East in Williston. They have complete details on this event at BakkenSummit.com, BakkenSummit.com. But folks from Merrill Lynch, Wells Fargo, Opadan will be there. Evercorp, one of our sponsors, and a great builder out there if you're looking to get some building done quick. Crude Royalties, Dakota Landing, and the Real Estate Communications Group is the sponsor for the event. So anyway, it cranks up. And again, as I mentioned, Tom Lalstead, too, from Williston Economic Development Corporation will be there, one of the speakers. And how big will it be? How the Bakken will impact across the country, important wealth management strategies, estate planning, 1031 strategies, all that. I have some tickets for this, and if you would like to go, you sure can. That's right. So if you'd like to do this, why don't you call us at 855-200-1776, and all you need to do is press 2, give us your name, and we'll put your name at the door for tickets. Simple as that. So if you are able to go to Williston today, the Williston Area Recreation Center, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. So it starts in about 3 hours. And if you heard about it, maybe put it off and have some time in your schedule to take it in. There's a couple $100 value for you for the event on us. Okay? So all you need to do, if you'd like to go, free pair of tickets. And I'll do that for the next 10 callers, 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. Press 2 and give Shane your name, and we'll get you tickets for that event later today for the Bakken Summit. If you want to know more about it, BakkenSummit.com. Okay, couple of things that we're going to chat about today in the news. And but before I get to the news, sorry, one more reminder. We're less than a week away from the Million Barrel Celebration, Million Thanks event next Wednesday in Tioga. Told you a little bit about that yesterday, but that's something I hope is on your calendar. We're broadcasting live. And I did find out more about the air show, and I'll tell you more about that before the end of the hour. Somebody yesterday called and said, I want to know about the air show. I've got details on the air show. It's going to be fun, really fun. We've got a neat group coming in for that. So barbecue, air show, free air tours over the Bakken, Tioga Wednesday. Doors open at 10, goes till 3 o'clock. So circle that on your calendar, Nesset Consulting Services. How about the U.S. Patent Office canceling the trademark for the Redskins football team? Regardless of whether you think the Redskins should be the Redskins or not. And this story broke yesterday during the program, and Congressman Kevin Cramer was on with us to talk about it, but briefly. We got a chance to ask him about it, but he said, I've never been one that thought the Redskins name was the proper one to use. But, you know, again, does this a – it's just as though the folks that are in power are going to get their ultimate goal accomplished no matter what it takes. You know, I equated it, the story of trying to get their way on climate change. Congress rejects it because it's ridiculous, and they go about it anyway through the EPA, right, on coal or on the clean water, open waters thing they're trying to pull on farmers. And this seems to me to be yet another example. I want to know, what's your reaction to the Patent Office canceling the trademark for the Redskins football team? And this may, by the way, have an effect on the Fighting Sioux debate as well. There's a local debate happening in Fargo about a car chase that happened the other day. Actually, it was Moorhead, Minnesota. And I noticed there was a man down had a car chase that made some news. And I don't know what's in the water, but there's been a bunch of car chases of late. I think there was three in Mandan and this one in Moorhead. And the big issue with the Moorhead one is the chase went across a golf course. And there's a story in the forum today, a fellow and his five-year-old son who were golfing on the Village Green golf course. This happened in the middle of the afternoon when the squad car chased the man across the golf course. I tend to always err on the side of saying, hey, law enforcement's got a tough job, and it's easy from the cheap seats. That's my general view. In retrospect, middle of the day, some crazy man goes across a golf course. I'm not so sure I'm going to chase him. You know, maybe in the middle of the night, right, when there's obviously nobody on the golf course when it's dark. But middle of the day? I mean, my gosh. This is making, by the way, national news. It was on the Today Show today. So a lot of people are paying attention to that. Here's a question I guess I have for our audience. What's your guidance for law enforcement when it comes to a bad guy they're aware of? This guy had felony warrants for his arrest. He was spotted at a business in the Moorhead Industrial Park. He had driven off before officers arrived. They try to pull him over on Main Avenue. He speeds up, then goes across the Village Green golf course, tearing up greens and runways and everything else. And then eventually, and by the way, we're talking about 50-mile-an-hour chase through this golf course. The law enforcement officials, Moorhead Police, were quoted in the forum saying the officers did not pursue him onto the course, but actually a bystander posted a video on the forum's website showing three squad cars chasing the pickup around a water hazard. And now they're saying that the officer didn't have all the information, so he wasn't intending to mislead anybody. And I guess they've got tire tracks and ripped up the grass a little bit. But they were more concerned about people, obviously, on the course. As the pursuit moved into North Dakota, the Fargo Police Department learned of it from the Moorhead Police Department, the forum story says, and the BCI. But the supervising officer for the Fargo Police at the time decided not to have the department take part in the chase because the other agencies had not provided a sufficient reason to do so, saying, under our policy, the parameters of that event did not match the parameters for our officers to engage in the pursuit. They find the pickup eventually in the West Acres parking lot, and they went in to arrest the guy. First, they, got some perimeter officers and tried to secure the scene, slow the situation down, and ultimately got him at West Acres after they found the pickup. Did they do the right thing? What is your, you know, rule of thumb for a car chase? This one could have been bad. Thankfully, it wasn't. And I can't imagine being on the course and seeing a pickup coming at me 50 miles an hour, for crying out loud. The dad here said he was sitting on the driving range hitting balls with his five-year-old son when he heard sirens, saw a helicopter overhead. First thought there'd been an accident, but then he saw the pickup driving down the range. He's coming straight at us. I grabbed my son, and we kind of started running back towards the clubhouse. Pickup veered away from the golfers on the range, continued through the course with three squad cars in pursuit. All right, screw up or smart move. Again, felony arrest warrants. Beyond that, we don't know much about the guy. More coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you want to relax, really relax, I've got the place. One of Minnesota's premier resorts on the beautiful shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. Great walleye fishing, great boating fun, or just lay on a lounger and relax. Stroll downtown Walker, Minnesota and do some shopping. The place is fantastic. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. But if you really want to relax, not only do you go to Chase, you got to stay at Chase. How about this deal? You stay three nights, you get the fourth free. We're going to extend that summer vacation all summer long. Now is the time to book your deal for the entire summer. Stay three nights at Chase on the Lake and receive your fourth night free. No blackout dates, no restrictions. Lakeside condo, Lakeview hotel room, you take your pick. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 888-CHASE-06. Tell them Scott sent you to Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263. Save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506. Save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748. Save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats, 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What you gonna do, little Pablo Cruz on the program we call What's on Your Mind, 20 past the hour. The Golden Girls from the left and the right joining us on the program. I don't know how closely you're following this story, but the first one I want to throw out there is the U.S. Patent Office canceling the trademark for the Redskins football team. What is going on there, ladies?
Brilliant idea. Brilliant.
brilliant idea. Why?
They're going to fight it. They're not finished with it. They're going to try to find a way to get around it. They say that taking away their patent, is the way they think they're going to punish them. Some people say the Redskins will make more money, but the Redskins are going to fight it.
Alan, here's what I don't get. I mean, in other words, is this a role for the patent office? Is this a role for the federal government? This seems like, we have a politically correct, opinion on this. And so we're just going to use everything in our power. It smacks of we don't get our way on climate change through Congress, so I'll just use the pen. I'll just do, it just smacks of arrogance of power. Do you not see that at all?
I don't see it as arrogance of power at all. I see, look, these guys are recalcitrant. I hate to say it, Scotty, like you were about the fighting you-know-what, and it is time somebody steps in.
Oh, well, first of all, it's silly. I think it's really silly.
Yeah, and by the way,
I really do. The people love the Redskins. They're not changing their names. I mean, it's just silly. And I think it's another way for government to try to come in and say, we're going to control your thoughts and your ideas, and the few are going to rule the many. And it's the whole country down backwards.
Did you two either of you see a few years back the Sports Illustrated poll that actually went out into Native American country and asked them specifically about Native American names? And the Redskins, obviously would I think fairly be considered one you'd think would be the most offensive term, right? And by the way, Alan, apples and oranges on Fighting Sioux versus Redskins. Fighting Sioux was a name of a tribe that actually their elders took to the University of North Dakota and said, please honor us by using our name, all right? And you don't name your team after something derogatory. Now, that Redskins is not the name of a tribe. That's a term for Native American that could be, I think, fairly called derogatory. Now, what I was about to say is the survey said Native Americans weren't offended. So if they're not offended by the use of the Washington Redskins name, why should you be, Ellen?
Well, I'm offended because I think that you probably had people such as back in the early 1900s in the United Negro College Fund, but we don't use those words anymore. Times have changed.
Yeah, hey, amazing to me that we've gone to this level now. It really seems like an arrogance of power, and yet you call it brilliant. I mean, is that your theory? Whatever your view is, however you got to get it done, Congress won't pass it. Fine, executive order. I mean, is this a good way to run a railroad?
Yes, I think it's the only way to run a railroad, because otherwise you have people like Dan Snyder who just won't listen to anything. You have to take the hard line.
There are a lot of people getting offended that were never offended that bought tickets and went and they enjoyed things. We become so ultra sensitive, and where it really counts, we don't stand up for human rights. We don't stand up for people that are being abused. What we do is we'll pick a Redskin, which is pretty much benign, and we'll completely become outraged and upset about it. When real human rights violations, real civil rights are going on, then we don't want to get our hands, because this is something that we can do in an armchair and not actually have to get engaged.
You at the UN today, Ellen?
We are. It is today UN Radio Day, and I think you're going to be doing some recording or live, or I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, later on this afternoon. Yep, exactly right.
Right.
What are you hoping to accomplish at that rather sad organization?
Out about what the United Nations does, because some people don't understand. They always, it's kind of the group people love to hate, but they do a lot of amazing, interesting things that people don't even know about.
Give me your favorite thing that they do.
I think one of my favorite things they do is the World Health Organization and letting people know what viruses are coming up and trying to combat them. I think that is my favorite thing.
How about the biggest misconception you believe of the because you say United Nations and my stomach turns just because of, for instance, putting the worst of the worst abusers on human rights panels, and the way they just look the other way at evil
well,
are very anti-US.
Well, I don't think they look the other way, but when you have 193 organizations or countries, and you have managed to get your top bureaucrats as your representative because they're all bureaucrats and politicians. So put 193 politicians together. What do you have? But there are lots of people who, the biggest misconception is there's lots of people who are really trying to do the right thing, who work with a lot of these small agencies, and try and, you know, whether it's putting roads in places, or as I said, my favorite UN agency is the World Health Organization, really trying to make sure, you know, those yellow forms you go across the country, you know, go across borders with to show that you don't have yellow fever. That's something the UN does, and people don't know about that.
Are you there today, BQ?
I'm going to be there shortly.
Are you going to be holding?
You agree about that, Blankie, right? I mean, they do some very good work. You don't have to
With the world in chaos right now and the absence of leadership from the White House, who will be providing advice? The UN, will they be coming forward and trying to give some direction? Will we see our military serving under the, you know, blue berets in the UN because the president is not really engaged? I mean, I think the UN may have a bigger role. To Ellen's point, I do like some of the things that they do. For example, you have people like Angelina Jolie going out and doing just goodwill tours that I think are beneficial. And they do let you know that there's more that's just going on just in Washington, D.C. But I understand how you feel. I do.
Yeah, and you raise a good point. We've got a global crisis right now. Because of looking the other way on Syria, which, by the way, the UN played a part in.
If you turn the world around and you put your finger on it, there'd be a major problem. It doesn't matter if it's Ukraine, whether it's Latin America, whether it's the Middle East. I mean, you pick a place, including this country, the world is in definite chaos.
All right, so let's just take the one right now that is the biggest pain point and the biggest concern, Iraq. Ellen, 30 seconds. What where's the UN on Iraq in helping to solve this crisis?
Again, it's complicated. A lot of stuff is done behind the scenes, and pressure is put on. And Ban Ki-moon, who is the Secretary General, puts a lot of stuff. We don't see it. But trust me, it's done, and it's done with a lot of pressure.
But is it effective? I've yet
can
to
you
see.
Affect some of these whack birds? No, nothing can affect them.
Well,
but
part of it is because it's not transparent.
I mean,
you
could be the best United Nations in the world, and you're not going to affect some of these people.
And by the way, we're asking the whack birds to help. Now we got Iran, involved in the solution. They're the craziest thing I've ever heard.
You know, let me just say something. There's a little moniker they use at the United Nations. I'm sorry, that's not United States Department.
You're going to have to tantalize us and save it with us for tomorrow because we're up against a hard break.
Right.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Farmers Union Oil Company, the Senex stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years have a brand new name, Pinnacle. Serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items. Burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken, chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza is fantastic. Personal pan size, medium and large. Order in or take out. They have catering available, too. A great bakery department, and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, right off Highway 2 in Stanley, or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Discussing with Ellen Radner and Blanquita Cullum from the United Nations, Iraq is the major international crisis of the moment. I had literally, the hair standing up in the back of my head as I was reading Dick Cheney's piece. Dick and Liz Cheney, Dick Cheney, the former vice president, Liz Cheney, former secretary of state official, his daughter, in the Wall Street Journal yesterday, and it created quite a buzz. Sent the left a flutter, but it's just, I mean, the really sad part of this is this all of our own doing. It's all of our own doing. We're reaping what we sow here. Anyway, for the latest on the situation there and what we do about it, an expert on the program today, Dakota Woods, senior research fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Dakota, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on your show.
This is, mainly a consequence of feckless leadership in the previous crisis with Syria that's led to this situation getting ugly in Iraq, isn't it?
It is. I mean, they're all one and the same in the sense that bad people will try to do bad things. There is always a competition for power and influence, prestige, ego, access to resources, that whole gamut. And so when more rational actors, Western European powers, the United States in particular, et cetera, decide not to get engaged, even to keep a lid on things, crises can quickly erupt and spin out of control. So our strategic decision to not stay engaged has really helped facilitate or create conditions that we're seeing now.
The vice president yesterday in the op-ed with his daughter Liz talked about talking to leaders in the Middle East, and obviously didn't quote them, but just said recent conversations with them saying, you know, what's going on? Why is America not leading? Why isn't America not? Do you believe that to be an accurate portrayal of what our allies believe in the Middle East?
I do. Usually in the case of diplomacy, there is a public message that is typically talking to your own domestic audience, and you have to keep that in mind. And then there are private conversations that go on behind the scenes. And most world leaders understand that the United States is the only actor in the world that has enough heft, capabilities, rational thinking to intervene in very messy situations and keep bad guys apart, keep people in their corner and keep a lid on items as well. So we've got longtime friends and allies, even though they do mean things, in the open, who really look to the United States to be the rational actor to keep this crisis in check, and we're just not there.
For folks that are just going about their lives here in the Northern Plains today, what would you say to them as the biggest consequence of what's happening right now?
You would see the crisis in Iraq, ending in a partition of that country, where Iran has increasing power and influence on the northern half with the Shia. Saudi Arabia then has increasing power and influence with the Sunni in the southern portion. The Kurds would carve out an autonomous zone, which is problematic because they're national people, spill over into Turkey and into western Iran. Turkey would not be happy about that. So Iraq, as a buffer state between Iran and Saudi Arabia, is effectively gone. It means you have a common border between these two entities, Shia and Sunni, who have been fighting since the 7th century, essentially. That could spill into, again, worsen the crisis in Syria, lead to the fall of Jordan, and now you've got Israel surrounded by a whole lot of hate and discontent, and it's just a region in flames. So that's kind of a nightmare scenario, but it's a strong potential for this partitioning of Iraq and for the ramping up of a larger religious war between these two actors.
And what does that mean to us? What is the biggest pain point that comes from that scenario you just laid out?
Yeah, I think the three main things are, one, economic, increased prices in energy. So at the gasoline pump, home heating bill, anything that's manufactured, moved using energy, which is everything, the prices would go up because oil is a fungible commodity. The global oil market would see spikes in prices. The second one is you've got then hardened, ultra-violent actors, terrorism that would spill over into Europe, and you could see increased attacks with our European allies and very likely back here at home. So, you know, whether it's more airplanes or pressure cooker bombs, but we would see an uptick in that kind of violence globally. And then third is the damage to U.S. credibility and influence, where we would want to weigh in on other issues like Eastern Europe, the China Seas, where China is becoming more provocative, the Iranian nuclear program. So other areas in the world that we would want to be influential in, people will see this as a strategic loss and setback for the U.S., a disengaged America, and I think would have global ramifications.
What should we be doing to stop the bleeding here?
As bad as the Maliki government is, it's the only thing in place at the moment in Iraq. So I think to help buttress their capabilities and to knock down the momentum of ISIS in those areas where they're making such progress. Right now, the military is feckless because competent commanders were removed over the past couple of years in our absence, and political hacks were put into place. There's an increasing divide and loss of loyalty between the military and the central government. So I think getting advisors back into these units in small numbers would really be a psychological benefit to these units. Our planning capabilities would be very important to help orchestrate a counteroffensive, not with American brigades or anything like that, but getting the Iraqis back into the fight. And then supporting that fight with precisely targeted strikes that have to be U.S.-led because, you know, as others have commented, we don't want to become Iran's Air Force. So we need people on the ground in limited numbers, highly skilled and trained, who are used to doing these kinds of things, to create strategic breathing space. And then we pressure the Maliki government to be more inclusive, maybe bounce him from power, you know, force his withdrawal and get somebody else into place. But we've got to tamp down this situation. Otherwise, it will lead to this partitioning we were just talking about.
Yeah, and, you know, it seems to me that in addition to wanting to prevent the three pain points you talked about as a consequence of this, we also have hard-fought gains secured in Iraq by our men and women of the Armed Forces of Guard and Reserve that are at stake here. I mean, that's something we got to add to the list of pluses and minuses of why we need to do this, isn't it?
It is, and I'm kind of mixed on my opinions with that. I mean, I was over there for the invasion in 2003, and I've had lots of friends that have done multiple tours. I mean, I'm a retired Marine, so I understand the sacrifice that's been made. No victory is permanent. The world continues to change. Because we had losses, you know, last year or 10 years ago, that doesn't by itself mean we need to continue reinvesting. Although, you know, we see these gains in the investment and you just don't want to see it frittered away. So I think a decision to reengage has to be based on current and future U.S. national security interests. Those are what's at stake. And we just have to make that kind of a rational thought process part of the decision-making process.
Thanks for your time today. You laid it out very well, very succinctly, and hopefully the president's listening to advice like yours a little more closely, given the situation unraveling in the speed with which it is. Dakota Woods, Senior Research Fellow at the Heritage Foundation, we'll have you back. Thank you also for your service, sir. We appreciate it.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Take care. Oh, my gosh. All right, sports. Let's deal with that. Dustin Moore is here to tell us a little bit about the sports scene, and I'll be back with details on Wednesday's air show for the big Million Barrel Celebration and Million Thanks event coming up, plus the weather here in just a bit. As we continue on What's on Your Mind, 855-200-1776, if you want to weigh in on that comment on Iraq, too, from Dakota Webb. Good stuff there. E?
Good morning, Scott, and good morning, everyone. Well, the Twins lose a heartbreaker to Boston yesterday afternoon, 2-1. It was looking good in the top of the 10th when Chris Parmalee stepped to the plate. And I guarantee I had audio for it, but it doesn't look like it's going to play right now. Parmalee hit one into the bullpen in the top of the 10th, so it was all smiles for Twins fans. But shortly after that, in the bottom of the 10th, David Ortiz, followed by Mike Napoli, hit back-to-back home runs that sent the Twins home with another loss. I believe they're maybe on a five-game losing streak now. So the Twins drop one to Boston, but that shouldn't overshadow Kyle Gibson. Kyle Gibson has not been scored upon since June 2nd, racking up 22 consecutive shutout innings over his past three starts. Only two other pitchers in Twins history have gone longer streaks with zeros. Johan Santana had 33 straight innings in 2004, and Francisco Liriano 23 in a row in 2010. Gibson retired the first 14 hitters he faced and eclipsed his career high with five strikeouts along the way. Gibson has thrown 15 consecutive shutout innings on the road, where his ERA was an even 7 before the streak started. The Twins will take on the White Sox at home for a four-game series at Target Field starting tonight at 7:10. Fun note here, Johan Pino will make his major league debut against the White Sox tonight. He is a 30-year-old Venezuelan right-hander, and he will become the oldest pitcher in franchise history to make his debut with the Twins. So interesting there. The Twins are 1-2 against the White Sox this season, having opened at U.S. Cellular Field. They are only 10-18 at home against the White Sox over the past three seasons. For the White Sox, this is the first stop on an 11-game road trip that also takes the White Sox to Boston, or to Baltimore and Toronto. They are 14-19 on the road and have lost three consecutive away from Chicago. The Twins are 32-38 right now, 6.5 games behind. Not the Detroit Tigers, not the Chicago White Sox, but the Kansas City Royals, who have now won 10 straight and are assured of being in first place when they leave Detroit after tomorrow's makeup game. Kansas City made it 3 in a row against Detroit with a 2-1 victory Wednesday in front of almost 38,000 at Comerica Park, increasing the Royals' lead in the American League to 1.5 games over the Tigers. Well, day 7 of the World Cup saw a champion's last act and a boatload of goals, including one from down under that was way above the rest. The defending champ Spain knocked out of the World Cup. That was the biggest headline from yesterday. Spain, the national team of Spain, has been the top team probably the past 3 years. Might go down as the best national soccer team ever. And they did not show up to the World Cup this year. Chile beat Spain 2-0 in group play yesterday, knocking the champs out of soccer's World Cup. Both goals came in the first half. Spain's first loss of the World Cup was a huge loss last Friday, falling 1-5 to the Netherlands. It was the worst defeat of a defending champion in World Cup history, according to CNN. Spain still faces Australia in group play coming up on Monday, but it's nearly impossible for that team to advance to the next round because of its two losses. Netherlands secured a spot in the next round by defeating Australia 3-2 earlier yesterday. The team faces Chile on Monday, finishing out play in Group B. Australia's Cahill had an unbelievable goal. I don't think it was as good as Van Persie's from Friday for the Netherlands, but it was pretty darn good. Coming up, soccer fans, today, Colombia returns to action over the Ivory Coast at 11 a.m. Uruguay takes on England in today's headliner at 2 p.m. And two winless teams go head-to-head tonight, Japan at Greece. Red Hawks lost also. More What's on Your Mind coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
What's the number one need in the Bakken? Affordable housing. Folks, it's here in Stanley, North Dakota, and I want you to see it for yourself Saturday at Frontier Village, a new development located on the west side of Stanley, very close to great amenities like the new Cashwise store just north of that location on the north side of Highway 2, real close to the Holiday Station store, walking distance to schools. It's here, and it's affordable. There's model homes that you can see. You can move in immediately. Lots of choices of manufactured homes. It's never been easier to get into a new home that meets your needs and meets your budget. This is truly affordable housing. 9 to 5 Saturday, stop by for the open house at Frontier Village, west edge of Stanley, just north of Cashwise Foods. Can't wait? Call 701-628-2418. One more time, 701-628-2418. Open houses every Saturday now through the end of July at Frontier Village, west edge of Stanley, just north of the Cashwise Food on the north side of Highway 2.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Before 9 o'clock, I'm just really struggling with how anything can crowd the situation in Iraq out of the top spot today for what ought to be concerning us. You know, I mean, I'm wrestling with a couple of local stories here on the car chase, and they're interesting, and there's always things in the news that are worthy of. But it just seems to me that Iraq has got to be front and center. And I know there's a way of thinking that suggests, you know, let's just opt out. You know, let's not even go there. Let's not even, let them fight it out kind of thing. I just don't think we can do that.
read this piece by Dick Cheney about three times, and it literally stands the hair on the back of my neck up. I can't believe it. I really can't. Telling you, it's just one sad deal, without question. So, anyway, I want your take today on the program, 855-200-1776, our toll-free telephone number. I promised some details on Wednesday's air show as part of the A Million Barrels, A Million Thanks event that will take place in Tioga. And I just know how busy things are for folks in this part of the world, so I want to give you as much notice as possible to take all this in. And somebody called yesterday and said, what kind of air show? I want to know more about the air show. There's actually an air show planned for 11:30. Most of this will take place at Nesset Consulting Services, which is at 6844 Highway 40 in Tioga, where a lot of that new development is happening on the north end of Tioga on Highway 40, right on the east side of Highway 40. Beautiful location there. And but let me give you the details on this air show. And by the way, all events are free and open to the public. You don't need to register or RSVP. You just show up. 10 a.m. is when the doors open. And this air show and flyby is being presented by Pete's Air Shows. Am I saying that right? P-I-E-T-S-C-H. Nesset Consulting, Minot Aero Center, Dakota Territory Air Museum, and the Texas Flying Legends. And they're going to be doing a ribbon cutting and then a flyby of the Texas Flying Legend. This is a group, I guess, of iconic American fighter aircraft, a P-40, a Corsair, a P-51, a TBM, a T-0, and a Harvard. Iconic warbirds that will be on display at the Tioga Airport following the show. And these Texas Flying Legends have a museum that they've dedicated to honoring past generations and inspiring the leaders of tomorrow through active display of World War II warbirds, highlighting the drivers behind America's success, serving to remind us of the values and freedoms that make our country great. TexasFlyingLegends.org is their website if you want to find out more about them. That's pretty cool. So anyway, there's the details that you wanted there. So 11 o'clock is when they do the open. Governor Dalrymple, Ron Ness of the Petroleum Council, Kathy Ness of Ness Consulting Services, other dignitaries and folks, and then just a lot of events to take in. The air show at 11:30, the community barbecue is noon to 2. There's bus tours out to the airport for free flyovers of the Bakken. That's pretty cool. Also bus tours to the Clarence Iverson No. 1 well and a little North Dakota oil and gas industry mini museum. They're going to be doing up there, so a lot going on. We'll be there broadcasting live throughout the whole event and ahead of it on Wednesday. Look forward to seeing lots of folks there. 1 million barrels, 1 million thanks. And really, what a neat opportunity held in appreciation of a great state, North Dakota, and its citizens for their support and patience along the way. NDOil.org if you want more information on the event. See you there. Should be fun. Also, by the way, there is a Bakken Summit today in Williston, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Still have a couple of free tickets for it. It's a couple $100 value. So if you'd like them, you can take that in today. I realize it's the last minute, but just wanted to let you know we do have some passes we'd like to give our listeners. And that'll take place at the Williston Area Recreation Center from 11 until 5 today. Wealth management strategy experts, family planning experts, the 1031 strategies are really big now to defer capital gains. Plus all the latest on the real estate and business opportunities and updates. Tom Rolstead, that's just the most amazing presentation to really get you schooled up on the level of activity that's going on, how long it'll last. So it's a worthwhile event. If you want a free pair of tickets, call 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776 is the number. And just all we need is your name. We'll put your name at the door. And 11 o'clock today when they start in Williston, you can go on us to find out more about the event, BakkenSummit.com. 66 and partly cloudy in Fargo at this hour. Valley forecast says eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota, scattered thunderstorms during the morning, becoming more widespread this afternoon. Few may be severe. 78 today, 58 tonight. Right now, again, 66, head for 79. Out in the patch today, considerable clouds in the morning, some decrease in that later in the day, but only 72. Southwest wind 10 to 20 tonight. Some variable clouds with scattered thunderstorms, about 51 for a low. Right now, 57, heading for 72 in Tioga. Temps out in the patch, as I tool around the region, 55 in Williston. Watford City, 52. Newtown, 57 degrees. And Stanley, 57 as well. Columbus, 57. Got to get that in. Back in the Valley, Grand Forks, cloudy, 64. Hillsboro, 64 and partly cloudy. Grafton, cloudy, 63 degrees. Kindred, 66 and partly cloudy. Breckenridge, 66. Fergus Falls, you're at 66, heading for 75. Cloudy in the Detroit Lakes and 63 at this hour. Up in Thief River, cloudy, 61 degrees down in South Dakota. Watertown, 66. Aberdeen, 63 at this hour.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.